Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But right now, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, it is NBA insider Jeff Goodman. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Listen, when I go, I want to go like on a beach somewhere. I don't want to go like writing a story or on air. Let me be on a beach in like St. Lucia or in like Santorini, Greece. Let me go there.
I couldn't agree. I like to go at dinner, like at dinner in Italy,
after the meal.
Dessert, right? No, you need dessert. You got to have dessert in Italy.
Isn't that what happened with James Gandolfini? I think so.
I think there were 15 pina coladas in there.
I think he died unfortunately during a meal or something. But listen. Some were concerned heading into that game last night. That Celtics team without Marcus Smart does what they did to the Bucks. Did you expect that performance last night?
No, nobody did. But Jaylen Brown set the tone on the offensive end, and he had been brutal in game one, and you didn't know if it was a hammy or just, you know, sometimes Jaylen Brown has those nights, and he came out and was aggressive. And I actually thought, to me, the biggest key of the game, I felt like, was Grant Williams and the job he did on Giannis. And it's crazy to me because I've known Grant a while, covered him at Tennessee in college, and, you know, I still think I probably have a higher vertical than Grant. you know, undersized, not the most athletic dude, and Ime Udoka just says, hey, you know what? I'm going to put you down there on maybe the biggest, strongest, most athletic dude in the league, and, oh, by the way, we're not going to give you any help either. And he did it. Like, I talked to Grant after the game last night, and the thing with Grant is he's big, he's strong, he's tough, and he is just super smart. And I think he got in Giannis's head, and Giannis was tentative in the second quarter. He absolutely was. I mean, it's a miserable first quarter for Giannis. And I think without Chris Middleton, Giannis can't do that, especially to me. Jaylen Brown has to be really good in this series without Middleton. He's the sidekick, obviously the number two guy to Tatum. He's got to be really good. He was, and Grant was tremendous on both ends, but I felt like defensively that was the key.
Now, we always talk about, Jeff, about the Jason Tatum, did he pass Kevin Durant? Is there a chance that we could see Tatum maybe, I don't want to say overtake Giannis, but now put himself in that category? Because when you look at this series and you're a great player and you could say the defense is able to shut you down, where I don't feel like you can do that against Tatum. Even if he starts out slow, he still has enough of weaponry that he can kill you from a lot of different angles, especially later in the game, where sometimes Giannis, you know, he has no three.
Shoot.
Yeah, he has no shot, right. And it seems like, you know, that maybe Tatum could be getting to his level.
Well, he can't shoot from three, and obviously he's not very reliable at the line.
Right.
Right, he can get there whenever he wants, but he's not a good free throw shooter, and he's not a good three-point shooter. The thing with Jason Tatum now is there's no hole in his game. He's the best all-around player in the NBA, in my opinion. All around, no weakness in his game. He can score from three. He can pull up. He can finish through contact. He rebounds his position. He's a good, really good passer now, a really, really good defender. Like, John Morant, not a great shooter. Giannis, not a very good shooter. You know, KD, obviously, still kind of the guy, right? But KD's not as good defensively consistently as Jason Tatum. Part of it is just the stage of his career, right? Once you get older, no matter who you are, you start to slow down defensively and pick your spots. Tatum, obviously, isn't there yet. He's gotten better. I mean, he wasn't very good defensively in college. And I felt like even, you know, his first year in the league, I mean, we forget what he was. Even a couple years ago, guys, on the offensive end, he couldn't finish through contact. He didn't want contact. Now he wants it. He absorbs it. He finishes through it. He's honestly, and just listening to him last night, he's just gotten so much more mature about everything about him, about the right things. Instead of worrying about maybe the second contract or some of those things or his own numbers and his points, he could always do this and make people better. He's matured.
Jeff, how much credit would you give to Ime on being able to make this team do basically a 180 from game one and add on top of that the fact that Marcus Smart was out?
Yeah, a ton of it. Just because I feel like Ime was not the opposite of Brad Stevens, but just very different, right? Brad is non-confrontational. Elite coach. X's and O's, Brad's terrific. But I think this team needed somebody that was going to hold them more accountable, that was going to get up in them and challenge them. And Ime was unafraid to do it. Now, it took a little bit of time. You know, couldn't do it right out of the gates with these guys or else he knew he'd probably lose them. But I think once they were 500 after, you know, 40, 50 games, he was able to do it and really get their attention. And, again, it shows kind of the maturity of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart to understand it, to be able to look in the mirror a little bit and say, you know what, yeah, this dude's right. We're not playing the right way. I talked to Tatum last night about it, too. I said, what did you think? Because I always said my big thing was at times it looked like Tatum and Jaylen Brown had never played basketball together. And I asked him that, and he said, well, I think it was a little bit harsh, a little bit too much. I said, that's fair. I said, but, you know, you guys are playing off each other so much better. I mean, they had half of the team's assists last night, the two of them. Like, you never would have imagined that last year or the first part of this year. So they're giving the ball up knowing even if they don't get it back, somebody's going to get a good shot. They're just not shot hunting like they were.
Do you expect to see Marcus Smart back on Saturday?
I don't know. I mean, listen, the one thing I'll say, obviously they've got time off now, which is great. But if Marcus Smart didn't play last night in a, I don't know if must win is the right phrase last night, but man, you go down 2-0 and you go to Milwaukee, kind of a must win game last night, and he didn't play. So it's got to be very, very significant. I don't know. I wouldn't put him out there unless he's 90% or so, because again, I think you prove you can win without him. You'd obviously rather have him for defensive purposes. And if Derek White, he's just got to make a shot, see the ball go through the hoop. And, you know, I think his confidence will start to get back a little bit. But, you know, Derek White defensively isn't smart, but he's a high IQ guy who makes all the right reads on both ends of the court. So I think they can split without Smart. I don't know. I don't know if he comes back. I didn't get a great feel. And again, with him being out in such a big game, that surprised me.
Jeff, at one point, I think early in his career, you did a feature on Pat Connaughton. Did you notice that he was frugal or cheap at that time?
He's not.
Well, here's a great Pat Connaughton story. So Pat Connaughton lives in Hampton Beach.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He lives in Hampton Beach. I live in Newburyport. Yeah. 15 minutes. My favorite restaurant is a Chinese food restaurant right over the bridge in Hampton called Ocean Walk. So I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, we were supposed to meet for lunch. I totally forgot. He texts me and he's like, where are you? I'm like, oh man, I'm so sorry. He's like, well, I gotta get moving. I don't have a ton of time. So I owe him a lunch at Ocean Walk, and I think he's going to make me pay. So I think he probably is pretty frugal.
I mean, he briefly dated our own Courtney Cox here, and apparently he made her pay for her own flights to fly and see him. I don't feel that's right if you're an NBA superstar.
He's a businessman, though.
Yep, that's what I've been trying to tell them, Jeff. I said he knows what to do with his money.
Businessman, right?
I think Gronk makes Camille pay for her flights.
I doubt Gronk makes Camille pay for her flights. Like, Gronk
Pat
doesn't
Connaughton,
pay for anything.
No, honestly, Pat Connaughton is one of my favorite. I'll call him a kid. He's not a kid anymore, but I've ever been around, because he's just one of those guys. Even when he was younger, it was like talking to an adult. Mm. Like, that's the great part of Pat. Like, he's just so tough. Nobody thought he'd ever do this. He was sitting before the game last night, just sitting there talking to, I think it might have been his mom, and Mike Trotty, his AAU coach from the Middlesex Magic, for like 15, 20 minutes. They were just sitting like courtside before the game, and maybe he should have been getting up more jumpers.
Coach Crotty's at all the games. He lives the life with Pat.
Well, I feel like I have a newfound respect for him if he lives in Hampton Beach.
Yeah, you know, his house in Hampton's awesome.
Yeah, that's one of my stomping grounds. Love that place, Jeff.
Of course it is. We're shocked by that. We're absolutely shocked that you're a Hampton Beach crony.
Love it there, Jeff.
Courtney was not allowed in the master bedroom. They only used the guest bedroom. That's
unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
You're going to take this from him?
Oh, it's been constant, Jeff. As soon as the Bucks were punched their ticket to play the Celtics, I said, well, here we go. Here we go. Hey, Jeff, not enough question. To get dumped by an NBA player. Now let's publicly talk about it.
Oh, dear. Well, he's topical right now. Jeff, is it as easy to say the Celtics are going to be good now for the next 10 years? Like, is this sort of a impossible to screw up thing?
No, because we've seen what can happen, right? Like, the problem always is agents get involved. And, you know, sometimes you set next a level of expectation. And then we'll see. I obviously love what they've done over the last few months, and I think they can build on that. And I give Brad Stevens a lot of credit. Obviously, Ime deserves a ton of it, and the players deserve a ton. But let's face it, like, there have been plenty of other scenarios in other cities where you thought it was going to keep moving up, 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 and then some player requests a trade or is unhappy or something goes wrong. So I would say 10 years, that's a long window to try to predict. I would say the next 3 to 5 you feel pretty good at, because both these guys are going to be in the prime, you know, Jaylen Brown and Tatum. And, man, Grant Williams has become awesome as a guy coming off the bench now. And he's just so good for this team to be able to grow, because he's different. Personality-wise, Grant's perfect for this group because they're like chill, right? Tatum and Jaylen Brown are both kind of chill on the court. Grant's just all about, like, hey, here's who I am. And he never shuts up. So he's great to me. You got to keep him. And Marcus Smart, a lot of us, myself included, were like, hey, I don't think he's a frontline point guard. And I think, again, having Tatum and Jaylen Brown expand their games and become more ball movers has helped Marcus Smart as well. He's become that as well. And it's a team effort. So add one more piece. That, to me, it's add one more piece if you're Brad Stevens. To me, it should be a shooter, a knockdown shooter. If you can bring that on board, I think you got a chance to win the whole thing, you know, next year as well. We'll see this year. We'll see, maybe.
All right. Well, this one is tied at 1, headed to Milwaukee. Jeff Goodman, always great having you on. I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.